Radio this Wednesday afternoon. It's 5:06 and I'm Father Rob Jack. Thanks for letting me ride along with you on the way home today. All kinds of things are going on in the world, but the most important thing is this is a season of Lent. It's a time for us to slow down. It's a time to search our heart, to ask the Lord to show us our sins, to confess those sins and ask for His mercy. One of the things also it's good to do is look at the lives of the saints. And with us now is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who is known as the Dynamic Deacon. He's one of today's top Catholic Spirit-filled speakers, speaks at conferences, workshops, retreats, and is on EWTN radio in the morning. He just published a new book called Father Augustus Tolton, the slave who became the first African-American priest. It was just published by EWTN Books. Deacon Sivers, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you, Father. Thank you for having me on today.
So, what drew you to write this book on Father Tolton?
Well, when I was in seventh grade, back in the Archdiocese of Newark, where I grew up, I was preparing for confirmation, looking for a saint that looked like me. So back then, you know, you had the card catalogs. You had to actually go to a library. Couldn't find anything online. I was looking through the Catholic, black Catholic saints, and came across the book on Father Tolton. Obviously, he wasn't a saint or anything, but I'd never heard of him before. So I got the book and read it. I was like, wow, this guy's interesting. Obviously, I couldn't use him for a saint's name, but at least that got him on my radar. Then fast forward to about 2004, Ignatius Press buys the rights to that original biography on Father Tolton that was released in the 70s. They reprinted it and asked me to write the foreword to the new edition of the book, which I did. And so my book is lessons we can learn from his life. So overcoming racism, building strong families, the power of prayer, finding joy in God's mercy, those things that are so important for life in families, life in the church today. How can we grow and deepen our faith in Jesus Christ through looking through the lens of the life of this great man of God?
Now, you were ordained a permanent deacon. What year were you ordained?
2002.
Okay. And were there many African Americans with you who were ordained to the diaconate?
I'm the first and still only one from my archdiocese.
Which diocese of Dallas? Is that where you're from? Or?
Archdiocese of Portland and Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. Okay. So you kind of have a kindred soul with Father Tolton in a way, although it's much easier probably these days than it was 100 and some years ago. But it is rather an interesting challenge because, again, oftentimes, unfortunately, African Americans are connected with Catholicism. It's a terrible shame because I served at an African American Catholic parish for 8 years, and they're the very devout people, very holy people, and when they go out, they really bring people to Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. There's an incredible dynamism spirit. Oh, within the African-American community, Catholic community, there's no question or doubt about that.
I'll tell you, I learned I used to preach in that community, and I cut my preaching teeth there. I learned the hard way. I said, you know, Deacon, I said, when I was preaching, if I was getting a response from the people, I was doing pretty good. But I was preaching, and if I was getting nothing, I said, oh, I better go out the back door because I'm in big trouble. They're not talking to me. This isn't a good sign. It just isn't a good sign.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's word and sacrament, you know. And African Americans have always loved great preaching, breaking open and being fed with the Word of God in preparation for Christ being broken and given to us again, body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist. You know, so we definitely enjoy some great preaching, that's for sure.
Oh, some of the best preachers I've ever heard. You know, they're so full of the Spirit. Now, you know, Father Tolton, do we have any copies of his homilies, do you know?
Yeah, we have a copy of the homily he gave at the first National Black Catholic Congress, which was organized by Daniel Rudd in Baltimore. And he served as priest at that first gathering and gave a homily there, which we have a copy of. We don't have many copies, unfortunately, of many of his other homilies. I mean, you know, back then, well, first of all, they didn't write anything down. And then, you know, no one sought to keep anything because they never thought he'd get to this point, you know, who he's going to be considered on the road to canonization. So there's not a whole lot. There's letters back and forth between him and, for example, St. Catherine Drexel, who he had written for requests for funds to build a church, St. Monica's in Chicago. But no, not a whole lot of his homilies, unfortunately.
Now, I know one of the things you said, there's many, many lessons Father Tolton can teach us. Can you give us some of those lessons?
Sure. For example, overcoming racism. You know, not only did he experience racism before he was a priest, when his mom and his brother and sister escaped through the Underground Railroad, they went to Quincy, Illinois, and they were Catholics, so they wanted to go to church. And they went to several churches where they were not welcomed at all. Now, let me be clear. The priests and the nuns welcomed them with open arms. It was the parishioners that didn't want them there. And they threatened to pull financial support from the parish. They threatened to remove their kids from the schools. They threatened to leave the Catholic faith if that family continued to worship there. So they moved around till they got to the Irish parish. And that good old rugged Irish priest said, no, you're staying here. I don't care what these people say, you're staying. And it was that priest that first thought that the young Augustus might have a vocation. And then he was training him, and he moved around from priest to priest that were helping him try to get ready for seminary. And when he finally applied, he was rejected by every seminary in the United States because he was black. But the Vatican took him and trained him to be a priest, sent him back to the United States after he was ordained a priest. And you think now, okay, he's a priest, he'll be respected. And there were a number of prisoners that actually did respect him and went to his church. It was now the priests, the white priests, who did not like the fact that he was there and told the white parishioners, if you went to his parish, it did not count for your Sunday obligation, things like that. So, but he every time he met with racism, he dealt with it with grace, with compassion. For example, he tried to sit down with the white priest and say, hey, wait a minute, we're both priests. Why are you saying these things about me? Why are you treating me this way? You know, I trained in Rome. You know, because we're on the same page here of what we're trying to do to bring people to a deeper love and intimacy of Jesus Christ. So he didn't respond back with anger. He didn't respond back with vitriol. Sadly, the way people are responding today to racism, I think the way he responded, the way Christ would have responded, I think serves as a wonderful model for how we can deal with the pain of racism in our families, in our church, and in our culture today.
Well, how can you think he can help, especially, you know, all of families are under attack, but especially the African-American family, as within the area of fatherhood? What kind of things can Father Tolton teach us there?
See, it's beautiful things. See, sadly, Father Tolton's father died in the Civil War. He escaped through the Underground Railroad before his family did because he wanted to fight to free his family. But sadly, he died. So he grew up basically from the time he was a small boy through his adulthood and priesthood without his father around, although his mother kept the memory of his father alive in his heart. And so Father Augustus became a father to so many other children who were without fathers. And so when they came to the parish for catechesis and for education of the faith, and he went to people's homes and, you know, and with the brokenness of the family there, tried to really bring them the love of Christ and show them the witness and what was possible. Look, if I could become a priest, imagine what could be possible for you to give young people hope in the midst of a time that was a lot of hopelessness, a lot of despair. A lot of families broken due to the alcohol, drugs, and racism, all the other things going on. So I think he served as a tremendous model for what was possible if you remain strong in your faith with God, if you put all your trust in God. And his mother stayed with him and helped him the entire time for the rest of his life. And so I think building strong families with a mother and a father. So we have to stop buying into this lie of the culture that, you know, that we can't keep using each other for objects as pleasure and gratification. That we have to stand strong in a nuclear family, married with Jesus Christ as the heart and the center of that relationship, where we're creating a community of love and life and intimacy and communion, where we're teaching the children to fall in love with Jesus Christ, not just educating the head, but also educating the heart, so that our children can become who God created and calls each one of them to be. We have strong families. We have a strong church. We have a strong church. We have a strong culture. And I think that's one of the great lessons that Father Augustus can teach us today.
Well, it's definitely a lesson we need to learn, Deacon Burgess, for sure. Now, one of the things, and I know you're going to be in town this week, and you're going to be doing a mission at St. Cecilia's. Can you give us a little tease about what that's going to be about?
St. Cecilia's, yes. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to being there this week. And, you know, it's Lent, and so I'm going to cover some of the major Lenten themes on mercy and forgiveness and Eucharist and sacraments. And, you know, and what I want to do is really connect people more deeply to the everyday lived experience of the faith. So, you know, missions are a great time. It's kind of like a stop sign on the road of life. You know, kind of take a pause and kind of look both ways and say, okay, where did I come from and where am I going? To take a few days to really kind of step out of the world, in a sense, and to immerse ourselves in the things of God, and to elevate our spiritual life and see our lives more deeply as it relates to relationship of love and communion with Christ. And so I'm very looking forward to sharing some Lenten themes and connecting people more deeply with their faith.
Well, there are a lot of beautiful young families there who will be definitely receptive to your message. Now, Deacon Servers, there's one thing I need to tell you, and that is you need to ask Father Weber to take you to three places while you're here. One is Aglamisi's Ice Cream, which is right across the street. The other is down the street, which is Skyline Chili. And further on down by, it's owned by a parishioner, the Madison Diner. They have the best burgers in Cincinnati. So remember, just tell Father Jamie to take you on the Grand Tour of Oakley, and he'll feed you well when you're there.
I sure will. I just make sure not on Friday, though.
No Fridays, that's right. Well, Deacon, thank you for being with us. Where can people pick up your book on Father Tolton?
They can go to my website, deaconharold.com, and just scroll down a little bit. You'll see all the books there and everything available right there on the website.
Well, you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Father. You too.
South 518, and we're driving home the faith. We'll be back right after this.